الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده وأستعينه وأشكره وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأسأل الله أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى وأن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه. نكمل إن شاء الله اليوم من حيث كنا توقفنا أمس. Let us continue from where we stopped yesterday. إذا كنتم تذكرون قلنا أمس بأن علماء أهل السنة ثلاث فرق في مسألة رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى في المنام. If you remember, we mentioned yesterday that the scholars of أهل السنة have three different opinions about seeing Allah تبارك وتعالى in the dream. وأحد هذه الأقوال أن الذي يرى الله تبارك وتعالى في المنام بصورة أن هذه الرؤيا تثبت ولها تأويل يليق بحال الرائي. One of these sayings that the one who sees Allah in the dream and sees a shape and believes that this is Allah in the dream, that such dream is valid, but it has a special indication of explanation, interpretation that befits the situation of the person who saw this dream. هنا يلفت النظر إلى أنه لا يصح الاحتجاج لهذا القول بحديث رأيت ربي في أحسن صورة. Let me draw your attention here that it is not valid to support this third saying by the hadith رأيت ربي في أحسن صورة, which means I saw my Lord in the best shape. لأن هذا الحديث الذي رواه الترمذي غير ثابت. Because this hadith narrated by الترمذي is not a confirmed hadith. بعض علماء الحديث قال علماء الحديث أو أهل الحديث لا يثبتونه. بعض أكابر علماء الحديث. One among the greatest scholars of hadith said that the scholars of hadith do not judge this hadith as confirmed. Muhammad ibn Nasr al-Marwazi. His name is Muhammad, the son of Nasr al-Marwazi. وبذلك ويعرف بذلك أنه ويعرف بذلك أنه لا حجة للمشبهة أيضا في هذا الحديث. From this it is known also that those who liken Allah to the creation cannot support. It is not valid, they cannot support their claim by referring to this hadith. This hadith does not stand as a proof of their claim. لأنه غير صحيح, because it is not a صحيح hadith. It's not confirmed. وقد ذكر الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه أننا لا ندخل في تأويل الرؤية, لا ندخل في ذلك متوهمين بأوهامنا ولا متأولين بآرائنا. الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, said that when we talk about issues like seeing Allah in the hereafter, we do not talk about that relying on our opinions or delusions. وهو يريد بذلك رحمة الله عليه الرد على فريقين زائغين. He wanted by this to refute, to show the invalidity of the sayings of two deviated groups. وقد ذكرناهما أمس. We mentioned these two groups yesterday. المعتزله والمشبهه. المعتزله and المشبهه, those who liken Allah to the creation. لأن المشبهه تأولت الرؤيا, فسرت رؤية المؤمنين لله, تأولت الرؤية أي فسرت رؤية المؤمنين لله على حسب أوهامهم التي ذهبوا إليها, التي توهموها. Because those who liken Allah تبارك وتعالى to the creation interpreted the issue of seeing Allah in the hereafter according to their delusions. لأنهم أثبتوا رؤية المؤمنين لله كما يرى المخلوق. Because they said that the believers will see Allah just as the creatures are seen. They said in a direction. والمعتزلة تأولوا الرؤيا على غير معناها. As for the معتزلة, they perverted the meaning of الرؤيا. قالوا ليس معناها الرؤية بالعين. They said it does not mean seeing with the eye. فحرفوا النص عما أراده رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلم الله عز وجل. So they perverted the meaning of the text from the meaning known by Allah تبارك وتعالى and meant by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. معتمدين في ذلك على محض رأيهم. Relying in doing that on their mere opinions. فالطحاوي أراد بهذه العبارة أن يحذرنا من مثل هذين المسلكين. الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, wanted by saying what he said to warn us against these two misguided ways. ولم يرد الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه ذم التأويل الذي يعرفه أهل السنة ويبينونه، سواء كان التأويل الإجمالي أو التأويل التفصيلي. الطحاوي did not want to displace with his statement, did not mean to displace التأويل which is done by أهل السنة, whether it is the general one or the specific one. لأنه كما تعرفون أهل السنة لهم طريقة في الكلام عن صفات الله تبارك وتعالى وما يضاف إلى الله عز وجل من المعاني. Because as you know, أهل السنة has a specific way to deal, to tackle the matters of the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. When something is attributed to Allah عز وجل, they have a specific way to talk about it. لأن أهل السنة مجمعون على أن لأن أهل السنة مجمعون على أن ما جاء في القرآن ما ثبت في الشرع من صفات الله تبارك وتعالى لا يحمل على ما هو شبيه بصفات المخلوقين، لا يفسر بالمعاني التي هي معاني المخلوقين. Because أهل السنة have the consensus that the attributes mentioned in the religion, the attributes of Allah mentioned in the religious texts, are not interpreted So we said the scholars of Ahl Sunnah have a specific way to talk about the attributes of Allah mentioned in the religious texts. They say that these attributes do not resemble the attributes of the creation. The meaning of these attributes are not the same meanings of the creation, of the attributes of the creation. فيقولون مثلا الله تبارك وتعالى متصف بالقدرة، قدرته ليست كقدرتنا. They say, for example, Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with power. His power is not like ours. معنى القدرة إذا أضيف إلى الله، إذا أضيفت إلى الله، ليس هو معنى القدرة إذا أضيفت إلى العبد. The meaning of the power when attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى, or let me say, the power when attributed to Allah تبارك وتعالى does not refer to the same meaning when the power is attributed to the slave. وهكذا يقولون في سائر الصفات, and that's what they say about the other attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. علم الله ليس كعلمنا، قدرة الله ليست كقدرتنا، سمع الله ليس كسمعنا، بصر الله ليس كبصرنا. الاستواء الذي أضيف إلى الله في القرآن ليس كاستوائنا. العين التي أضيفت إلى الله ليست كأعيننا. So this is what they say about the other attributes. This is how they go for it. They say the power of Allah is not like ours. The knowledge of Allah is not like ours. The sight of Allah is not like ours. The seeing of Allah is not like ours. Al-istiwa, which is mentioned in Al-Quran, attributed to Allah, is not like ours. Al-ayn, which is mentioned in Al-Quran, attributed to Allah, is not like ours. And so on. يقولون مثلا استواء الله هو استواء على العرش، هو استواء يليق به، ليس كاستواء المخلوقين، ليس جلوسا ولا قياما ولا ارتفاعا بالمسافة ولا بأي شيء من الأمور من الصور والتخيلات التي تخطر للبشر. For example, they say it is mentioned in Al-Quran, الرحمن على العرش استوى. The meaning of استوى here is not the same meaning when it is used in reference to the creation. It is not sitting, it's not standing, it is not being above with a distance. It does not refer to any meaning among the meanings that the creation would imagine. It is a meaning that befits Allah, and Allah Ta'ala knows about it. أهل السنة هكذا يقولون. This is what أهل السنة say about this issue. هذا يقال له تأويل إجمالي. This is called in Arabic تأويل إجمالي, which is general تأويل. إيش يعني؟ معناه نثبت ما جاء في النصوص الشرعية وننفي مع نفي المشابهة. This means we confirm what is mentioned in the religious texts. We adhere to that while negating any similarity between Allah and the creation. هذا النفي للمشابهة في هذه الحال يقال له تأويل إجمالي. هذا النفي لكل معاني المخلوقين يقال له التأويل الإجمالي. This negating of similarity in this case is called the general ta'wil. This is the general ta'wil. It is to negate any similarity in any mean between Allah and the creation. ومن أهل السنة من أول في هذه المواضع تأويلا تفصيليا ذهب أبعد من هذا. Among أهل السنة there are a part who dealt with these texts by mentioning an extra, by mentioning extra things. They went beyond this. قالوا هذه الآيات والأحاديث يراد بها معان تليق بالله يعلمها الله تعالى. They said these verses and these hadith refer to meanings that befit Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah knows these meanings. قالوا وهذه المعاني لا تشبه معاني المخلوقين. They said these meanings do not resemble the meanings of the creation, the attributes that is of the creation. طيب إلى هنا هذا الكل متفقون عليه. Up till here, this is what everyone among أهل السنة, the scholars of أهل السنة says. لكن البعض زاد شيئا هنا. But some of the scholars of أهل السنة added something here. قالوا المعنى المقصود هنا هو كذا. فعينوا المعنى المراد. Some of Ahl al-Sunnah, they went beyond that and they specified the befitting meaning which is meant by, in these, the befitting meanings which are meant in these texts. أحياناً عينوا المعنى على القطع وأحيانا عينوا المعنى على أنه يغلب على الظن أن هذا هو المراد. Sometimes they specified the meaning in a definitive way. Sometimes they specified the meaning as this is most likely the meaning which is meant. مثلا في قول الله تبارك وتعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى قالوا استوى لها في لغة العرب 15 معنى. When they talked for example about the verse الرحمن على العرش استوى, they said the term استوى in the Arabic language has 15 different meanings. قالوا من هذه المعاني الجلوس والاستقرار والعلو بالمكان وبلوغ الأشد وغير ذلك. من هذه المعاني معان لا تليق بالله تليق بالمخلوق كالجلوس والاستقرار والعلو بالمكان وبلوغ الأشد. They said among these 15 different meanings there are meanings that do not befit the creator but befit the creatures. Like to sit, to be established, to be above with a distance, to become mature, and the like. قالوا هذه المعاني لا شك ليست مرادة من الآية لأنها من معاني المخلوقين. They said these meanings for sure are not meant by this verse because they are among the attributes of the creation. لكن استوى لها معان أخرى. They said but the term استوى has other meanings. وهذه المعاني تليق بالله and these meanings befit Allah تبارك وتعالى. مثل معنى العلو بالرتبة والعظمة. Like the meaning of having the higher status. كذلك معنى القهر. Likewise overcoming. كذلك احتواء مقاليد الملك. Likewise, ownership. قالوا فهذه معان تليق بالله تعالى. They said these are meanings that befit Allah تبارك وتعالى. فقال بعضهم المراد هنا بالاستواء القهر. So some among أهل السنة said what is meant by the term استوى here is overcoming. قالوا لأن هذا ذكر في القرآن. They said because this is mentioned in Al-Quran. وهو القاهر فوق عباده. Allah said in Al-Quran وهو القاهر فوق عباده. Which means he is the one who controls all the slaves. So this meaning of overcoming or controlling is mentioned in Al-Quran. قالوا فيغلب على الظن أن المراد من قول الله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى قهرا. They said so most likely what is meant by the term استوى in the verse is to overcome. فعينوا المعنى بالاعتماد على اللغة والشرع. So they specified the meaning relying on both the religion and the Arabic language. لم يأتوا بمعنى لا يوافق اللغة ولا بمعنى لا يوافق الشرع. They did not come up with a meaning which does not comply with the Arabic language, because Al-Quran was revealed in Arabic, and they did not come up with a meaning that does not comply with the religion, of course. وهذه الطريقة يقال لها التأويل التفصيلي. This way is called the specific ta'wil, if you want. والكل متفقون على نفي المعاني التي فيها مشابهة لله بالمخلوقين. And all the scholars of Al-Sunnah agreed to negate any similarity between the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى and the attributes of the creation. كما قال الإمام أحمد عن الاستواء مثلا استوى كما أخبر لا كما يخطر للبشر. Just as الإمام أحمد said, for example, about the issue about the term استوى in the verse, he said استوى كما أخبر لا كما يخطر للبشر, which means we believe that Allah is attributed with that because Allah mentioned it in Al-Quran. But we believe also that this is not like anything that the creatures would imagine. This is not like anything that the creatures would imagine. That is a meaning that befits Allah and does not resemble the attributes of the creation. وهذان النوعان من التأويل كانا موجودين في السلف والخلف. These two kinds of ta'wil existed during the time of as-salaf and during the time of al-khalaf. لكن غلب على السلف النوع الأول أي التأويل الإجمالي وغلب على الخلف النوع الثاني أي التأويل التفصيلي مع وجود كلا النوعين في السلف والخلف. But what the Salaf practiced most of the times was the general ta'wil. As for the khalaf, they practiced most of the time the specific ta'wil. Although some of the salaf practiced the specific ta'wil also, and among al-khalaf, the general ta'wil existed. فما يذهب إليه المشبهة أراح الله المسلمون المسلمين من شرورهم مخالف لطريقة السلف والخلف مخالف للتأويل الإجمالي وللتأويل التفصيلي. So what those who like in Allah تبارك وتعالى say and believe, those who like in Allah to the creation, what they say and believe does not comply neither with the way of Salaf nor with the way of Al-Khalaf. Neither with the general ta'wil nor with the specific ta'wil. لأنهم يقولون نحمل الآيات والأحاديث على ظاهرها. Because they said, we interpret the verses and the hadith of the Prophet according to the apparent meaning and what they وما يعنون بالظاهر هو ما يتبادر إلى الذهن عند سماع هذه الكلمة لا ما يدل عليه الدليل. And what they mean, ما يعنون بالظاهر هو صفات المخلوقين لا ما يظهر بالدليل. And what they mean when they say apparent meaning, they do not mean what would be supported by the proofs. No, they do not mean by the apparent meaning what appears to be the meaning according to the religious and mental proofs. No, what they mean by the apparent meaning is the meaning attributed to the creation. The attribute attributed to the creation. This is what they mean. مثلا في قول الله تعالى الرحمن على العرش استوى يقولون استوى واضح يعني معروف معنى استوى يقصدون بذلك جلس. For example, when they come to the verse الرحمن على العرش استوى, they say, well, it's clear what استوى means. استوى, it's clear. What do they mean by that? They mean to sit. They want to attribute Allah by the attribute of sitting. والعياذ بالله تعالى. We sit, the jinn sit. The animals sit. The monkey sits. They want to attribute Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with the attributes of the human being, the jinn, and the animals. And to do that, they say, well, it's known, it's apparent. That's what they mean by the apparent meaning. It's apparent. They mean by that the meaning that we use usually when we talk about the creation. That's what they mean. لذلك المشبهة لا يحبون التأويل لا الإجمالي ولا التفصيلي. This is why those who liken Allah to the creation do not like the issue of ta'wil, neither the general one nor the specific one. And I mean by التأويل what we explained already. They don't like that. في الماضي كانوا لا يصرحون تصريحا بذلك. أما الآن يصرحون تصريحا. In the past, like 20, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, they did not dare to say it outwardly. They did not dare to say it outwardly. Now, they say it bluntly. Always, هذا مذكور ابن تيمية يذكره وغيره لكن ما كانوا يعلنون به الآن ينقلون كلامه ويعلنون به. This issue always existed in the books of Ibn Taymiyyah, but they did not extract these statements and say it openly. Now they do that. In the past, they used to trick the people. Didn't they call themselves Salafi? What did they mean by that? They wanted to trick the people that we follow as Salaf, isn't it? Now, even what most of the Salaf did through the general ta'wil, they rejected openly. لماذا يردون تأويل كله؟ لأنهم يريدون إثبات إيش؟ التشبيه. Why do they reject this issue of التأويل, whether it is general or specific? Because they want to attribute to Allah the attributes of the creation. That's why. وأشد ما يهاجمون التأويل التفصيلي. And they attack mostly or much more the specific تأويل. لأن عامة الناس هذه الأيام, كثير من الناس هذه الأيام, إذا لم يذكر لهم التأويل التفصيلي يذهب ذهنهم إلى التشبيه. Because many people nowadays, if you do not mention, because they are less smart than those who were before them, this is the fact. So many people nowadays, if you do not mention to them the specific ta'wil, they misunderstand the verses and the hadith that we talked about, and they think that these texts have a meaning that resembles the meaning of the creation. ولذلك أغلب الخلف لجأوا إلى التأويل التفصيلي. And this is why exactly most of the people who came after the 300 years, most of the scholars who came after the first 300 years, they followed the way of the specific ta'wil. Because they noticed that the understanding of the people differed. That the people has less, in general, they have less capability of understanding properly. This is why they needed to be more specific with them to prevent them from having wrong convictions, to protect them from having wrong convictions. Which is still the case nowadays. لذلك الوهابية يهاجمون كثيرا التأويل التفصيلي. This is why the Wahhabis, they attack a lot the specific ta'wil. And they claim that this does not befit with the way of as-salaf. يقولون هذا لا يتوافق مع طريقة السلف، والسلف أول تأويلا تفصيليا، هم كاذبون. السلف أول تأويلا تفصيليا، and they are lying in that because السلف themselves, the people, the scholars who lived during the first 300 years after Al-Hijrah, these people themselves, sometimes they made this type of ta'wil. Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhu, awwal. Ta'wilan tafsiliyan. Ibn Abbas, may Allah have mercy on him, did that. كما روى عنه ذلك البيهقي, as it is narrated from him by البيهقي. تلميذ ابن عباس, وابن عباس كان من الصحابة, and ابن عباس was among the companions, as it is well known. تلميذ ابن عباس مجاهد أول. Likewise, the student of Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, who was among the followers of the companions, أول تأويلا تفصيليا, he made this specific تأويل. كما رواه البيهقي أيضا, as it is narrated also by البيهقي. الإمام أحمد أول. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal made this specific ta'wil. وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. قَالَ أَحْمَدْ وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ جَاءَتْ قُدْرَتُهُ, أي جاء أثر قدرته. In interpreting the verse, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, Imam Ahmad said that the term, the phrase, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ means the signs of the power of Allah appear. ما قال أحمد وجاء ربك معروف كما هو المعنى الظاهر الذي هو الانتقال من مكان إفراغ مكان ومل آخر, إنما قال وجاء ربك معناه جاءت قدرته, أي أسر قدرته. الإمام أحمد did not say وجاء ربك has in own meaning the meaning that we know all together when we use it in reference to the creation, which means Allah Ta'ala comes from one place that is to another. He did not say that. Rather, he said, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ, here, it means the signs of the power of Allah Ta'ala appear. This verse talks about the Day of Judgment. وهذا يدل على أن أحمد ما كان على عقيدة هؤلاء المشبهة الذين يدعون أنهم ينتسبون إليه. And this is a clear sign that Imam Ahmad did not have the creed of المشبهة, because المشبهة nowadays, you know, these Wahhabis, they claim that they follow Al-Imam Ahmad. They say about themselves, we follow Al-Imam Ahmad. Ahmad is clear from them, of them. He is not associated with them. And they are not associated with him, really. His creed is not like theirs. فَهَذَا أَحْمَدْ أَوَّلَ تَأْوِيلًا تَفْصِيلِيًا. In this, pertaining to this verse, Al-Imam Ahmad made the specific ta'wil, the same kind of ta'wil that they dispraised, that the Mushabbiha dispraised. وَهَذَا مَرْوِيٌ عَنِ الْإِمَامِ أَحْمَدِ مِنَ الْبَيْهَقِيِّ وَابْنِ الْجَوْزِيِّ وَغَيْرِهِمَا. Both Al-Bayhaqi and Ibn al-Jawzi narrated this from Al-Imam Ahmad. Others also. حَتَّى بَعْضُ الْمُشَبِّهَا يُثْبِتُونَ هَذَا عَنْ أَحْمَدِ يَرْوُونَ هَذَا عَنْ أَحْمَدِ. Even some among those who liken Allah to the creation, they narrate this from Al-Imam Ahmad with a continuous chain of narrators. Even some of them, they narrate it. كذلك الإمام البخاري أولا تأويلا تفصيليا. Likewise, الإمام البخاري made the specific تأويل. كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه. البخاري قال إلا ملكه. أول الوجه بالملك. In the verse, هذا في كتابه الصحيح ذكره. In his book الصحيح, البخاري made the specific تأويل. For example, about the verse, كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه, البخاري said, about the term wajha, it means the dominion of Allah. Usually when the term wajh is used in reference to the creatures, the creation, it refers to the face. Al-Bukhari did not say, well, this is known, the meaning is known here. It's the face. Rather, he inferred a meaning other than that meaning to the verse, to the term. And he said, it means here the dominion of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. It means that the dominion of Allah, azza wa jal, the attribute that is of Allah. The dominion here refers to the attribute of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, of dominion, does not vanish. فيعلم من هذا أن السلف في واد وأن المشبهة القدماء منهم والمحدثون الذين هم الوهابية في واد آخر. From this it is known that the way of as-salaf is totally different than the way of those who liken Allah to the creation. Those who liken Allah to the creation follow a way which is totally different than the way of as-salaf. The previous ones among the mushabbiha, or those who exist nowadays who are the Wahhabis or call themselves the Salafis. قال رحمه الله ولا تثبت قدم في الإسلام إلا على ظهر التسليم والاستسلام. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, said, one is not at all a Muslim if one does not submit to Allah تبارك وتعالى. معناه أنه لا يثبت قدم في الإسلام, لا يكون الشخص مؤمنا مسلما إن لم يسلم إلى الله تبارك وتعالى علم ما اشتبه عليه علمه. This means that the one who does not understand some texts mentioned in the religious texts, some texts among the religious texts, if such a person does not submit to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and does not believe that Allah knows the meaning, the proper meaning of these texts, then this person would not be a Muslim. فَلَا يَصِحُّ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْإِيمَانُ إِلَّا لِمَنْ سَلَّمَ لِلَّهِ وَلَمْ يَعْتَرِضْ عَلَيْهِ وَلَا وَصَفَهُ بِمَا لَا يَجُوزُ عَلَيْهِ. A person would not be a Muslim without submitting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not objecting to Allah azza wa jal, and not attributing Allah with the non-befitting attributes. قال رحمه الله فمن رام علم ما حضر عنه علمه ولم يقنع بالتسليم فهمه حجبه مرامه عن خالص التوحيد وصافي المعرفة وصحيح الإيمان. The author said, so whoever fails to do that and seeks the knowledge of what has been debarred, that has been debarred from him, and one does not assent to attribute that knowledge to the one who knows it, prevents himself by what he sought from one sheer tawheed, pure knowledge and true faith. هذا زيادة بيان لما ذكره قبل, الجملة التي ذكرها قبل. This is more explanation to the sentence that he mentioned before that. هناك أشياء لا يصل إليها علم الإنسان. There are things that the knowledge of the human being cannot reach. فعلى الشخص أن يسلم فيما لا يبلغه علمه بأن الله تبارك وتعالى يعلم ذلك. So one has to submit about matters that he cannot know about them, that Allah تبارك وتعالى knows about them. إن لم يفعل ذلك لا يكون مؤمنا ولا تصفو له المعرفة. If he does not do that, he would not be a believer and he wouldn't reach the pure knowledge, the pure knowledge. That is, he wouldn't be able, he wouldn't have the proper knowledge about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فيتذبذب بين الكفر والإيمان والتصديق والتكذيب والإقرار والإنكار. Consequently, he wavers between blasphemy and faith, belief and disbelief, and admittance and denial. أي أن مثل هذا الشخص يكون مضطربا, لا هو مؤمن بكل ما جاء به الشرع, يعني لا يؤمن بكل ما جاء به الشرع. Such a person would be شو مضطرب, wavering. He wouldn't be believing in all what is mentioned by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He wouldn't be believing in all the religious texts. إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضُ وَيَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضُ. Rather, he believes in some and he disbelieves about the rest. فَلَا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنًا حَقِيقَةً. So he wouldn't be a true believer. إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ كَافِرًا. Rather, he would be a blasphemer. قَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ موسوسا تائها شاكا لا مؤمنا مصدقا أي بالكل ولا جاحدا مكذبا أي بالكل يعني يؤمن بالبعض ويكفر بالبعض فلا ينفعه إيمانه هنا إنما يكون كافرا The author said, he is subject to vain whispers, is lost and doubtful, and is neither a faithful believer nor a rejecting disbeliever. That is, in all the matters. He is not a believer in everything that is mentioned in Al-Quran and is not disbelieving everything mentioned in Al-Quran about everything. He believes in some and disbelieves about some. Thus, his belief in this case does not benefit him and he is judged as a blasphemer. قال رحمه الله ولا يصح الإيمان بالرؤية لأهل دار السلام لمن اعتبرها منهم بوهم أو تأولها بفهم إذ كان تأويل الرؤية وتأويل كل معنى يضاف إلى الربوبية بترك التأويل ولزوم التسليم وعليه دين المسلمين The author said, the belief in the seeing of Allah, that is of Allah with the eyes in the hereafter, by the occupants of the abode of peace, is not valid to the one who considers it delusionally or misinterprets it in his mind. The correct interpretation of the seeing and of every meaning ascribed to Lordship is given by abandoning misinterpretation and by adhering to unreserved submission. This is what the religion of Muslims asserts. Darus Salam ismul Jannah bikulli tabaqatiha. يقول الطحاوي لا يصح الإيمان بالرؤية لأهل دار السلام أي لا يصح الإيمان بما جاء في الشرع من أن المؤمنين يرون ربهم في الآخرة لمن اعتبر هذه الرؤية من الناس بوهمه أي لمن فسر الرؤية على حسب ما تذهب إليه الأوهام لا على حسب ما يدل عليه الشرع. الطحاوي is saying here, the one who interprets the issue of seeing the Allah while the believers are in paradise, the issue of the believers seeing Allah while they are in paradise, the one who interprets that according to his own delusions, that is, not in accordance with the religious matters, with the religious proofs, such person would not be believing in this matter, even if he says with his tongue that. إذن الطحاوي يقول لو قال بلسانه إذا اعتبر الرؤية على حسب الوهم لا على حسب ما يدل عليه الشرع أي إذا شبه الله بالمخلوقين بأن اعتبر رؤية الله بالمواجهة فهذا لا يكون في الحقيقة مؤمنا بما أخبر به النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام من أن المؤمنين يرون ربهم في الآخرة. So الطحاوي is saying, anyone who misinterprets the issue of seeing Allah in the hereafter by giving it the meaning of seeing Allah by facing Him according to his own delusions would not be believing in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in the Quranic texts and the texts of the hadith in which the issue of seeing Allah تبارك وتعالى is mentioned. Even if he claims to believe in that, really he is not believing in that. وكذلك من تأول هذه الرؤية بمجرد فهمه بمجرد رأيه لا بما تدل عليه الأدلة الشرعية. Likewise, the one who interprets this issue according to his own opinions, regardless, not in compliance with the religious proofs, would not be also believing in this issue. وهو يريد بهذا المعتزلة. And he meant by this statement the معتزلة. لأنهم فسروا الرؤيا بغير الرؤيا بالعين اعتمادا على مجرد أوهامهم على عكس ما يدل عليه الشرع. What he meant by that, شو قلت أنا؟ إيه بمجرد رأيهم قالوا ذلك. What he meant by that, the faction of Mu'tazila, because they misinterpreted the issue of seeing Allah in the hereafter. They said it does not mean seeing Allah, that is with the eyes. It means something other than seeing. So they negated what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said and what is mentioned in Al-Quran, relying on their own opinions without taking any consideration, without taking the religious texts and proofs in consideration. So these people also are not believing in what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said about this issue. إذ كان تأويل الرؤية وتأويل كل معنى يضاف إلى الربوبية بترك التأويل ولزوم التسليم. Because إذ كان بيان الرؤية وبيان كل صفة تضاف إلى الربوبية بترك التأويل الذي تكلم عنه الطحاوي آنفا بترك التأويل أي التأويل الفاسد الذي تكلم عنه الطحاوي آنفا التأويل المعتمد على مجرد الوهم أو على مجرد الرأي فيكون بيان معنى الرؤية وبيان أي صفة تضاف إلى الربوبية بترك التأويلات الفاسدة اعتمادا على مجرد الوهم أو مجرد الرأي ولزوم التسليم لله تبارك وتعالى واعتقاد ما قاله ربنا تبارك واعتقاد ما جاء في القرآن أو قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالتسليم لذلك. He continued to explain by saying the true clarification, this is the clarification that we are able of. That's what we are able of. The clarification, the true clarification of the issue of seeing Allah in the hereafter and the true clarification related to any attribute of Godhood is to stay away and avoid any misinterpretation, that is, any interpretation relying on one's own opinions only, on the mere opinions of the person, or relying on the delusions of the person, and to adhere to what was mentioned in Al-Quran and Al-Hadith, that is, by submitting totally to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So whatever Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in Al-Quran and whatever the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned about these matters, we adhere to it and we do not reject it. This is how one would be really believing in what is mentioned in Al-Quran about the matter of seeing Allah in the hereafter and the like. Wadih? Is it clear up till here? Did you understand what I said? Okay. The true clarification, the one that we are able of, the true clarification of seeing Allah, the matter of seeing Allah in the hereafter, and other attributes related to Godhood, is by believing in what is mentioned in Al-Quran and the Hadith, and avoiding the misinterpretation that At-Tahawi already talked about, that is the misinterpretation based on one's own opinions, mere opinions, or one's delusions. And rather, one has to submit totally to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So whatever is mentioned in Al-Quran, one believes in it, and whatever is confirmed from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, one believes in it. هذا الموضع من كلام الطحاوي من لم يتقن تفسيره قد يشكل عليه معنى. This area of the text of al-Tahawi, the one who does not really understand what it means might feel that he's shaky about the meaning. Again, because mashallah, he had a high Arabic style as they used to talk at the time, which is not, and they had much more knowledge about the religion, not like the situation nowadays. وبعضهم يرى أن مراد الطحاوي بما ذكره أنه يأخذ هو يسلك هو مسلك التأويل الإجمالي لا مسلك التأويل التفصيلي. And some people have an opinion about the aforementioned statement of al-Tahawi that he means by it that he himself, he goes by the way of the general ta'wil and he does not go by the way of the specific ta'wil. This is what some people, some among those who explained his text said. على كل حال في كل حال الطحاوي لا ينفي التأويل لأن نفي التأويل على الإطلاق لحوق بالمشبهة والطحاوي أبعد ما كان عن التشبيه. Anyway, الطحاوي did not negate the issue of تأويل totally because the one who negates both kinds of تأويل, general and specific, would be truly following those who liken Allah to the creation. At-Tahawi, of course, was not among these people. وكيف ينفي الطحاوي التأويل الإجمالية والتفصيل كليهما والتفصيلية كليهما وهو الذي قال منه بدا بلا كيفية قولا. How would be al-Tahawi negating both kinds of ta'wil while he said, as we explained yesterday, minhu bada bila kayfiyatin qawla. So he said, bila kayfiyya, which is ta'wil. Bila kayfiyya, without any manner of being, without having any attribute among the attributes of creation. كيف وهو قال ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر. How would he be negating التأويل at all, whether the general and the specific, while he himself said ومن وصف الله بمعنى من معاني البشر فقد كفر, whomever attributes to Allah any attribute among the attributes of the creation of the mankind is a blasphemer. خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. Do you have any questions? أحد عنده سؤال؟ تفضل جلال. ما إلو علي. لا ما بلا ما نفوت بها الأمر. بلا ما نفوت بها الأمر. تفضل. أي على حسب الآيات. نعم بعضهم ليس من باب اليقين, لا من باب غلبة الظن. في شيء لا يتعين كيف لكن ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام يتعين هنا تفسيره بالذات. شو يعني يتعين؟ يتعين يعني لا يصح غيره. بحط لكم لافتي إن شاء الله حتى كل ما أقول كلمة إنه هيك حتى تصدقوني كمان بحط لافتي حتى أو بحلف لكم على المصحف يعني. شو حبيبي؟ لا لا وبارك الله فيك ما تشغل بالك. بارك الله فيك أنت ما أردت إلا الخير. تفضل. كيف يعني؟ إلا وجهه، قال يعني إلا ملكه، هذا معناه، وهذا معناه، لا لا يقول غير ذلك إلا واحد لا يفهم العربية بالمرة. هذا من باب البدل، باب البدلية، لا ما له وجه هذا الكلام. الله يرحمنا. تفضل. إيه لكن ليش ذكرنا الآية؟ بلى، كيف لا؟ دليل شرعي. يا علي، هي هذا بليف اوف اهل السنه. Someone might not call himself Ash'ari while still he has the same belief. It's not the issue of names. If someone never heard about Al-Ash'ari and he carries the belief of اهل السنه, so in meaning he is Ash'ari Maturidi even if he never heard about these names. تفضل يا هبه. Overcome control. It does not mean to overcome here, does not mean to control after a fight, for example, or after a struggle. No, Allah is clear. It means to subjugate. لكن شو بده؟ هذه الكلمة يليق بجلال الله، إما يفهم معناها أو لا يفهم معناها. إذا قلنا له ما معنى يليق بجلال الله، شو بيقول؟ شو يعني بيوقف؟ يعني شو عم يحكي كلام ما له معنى؟ يعرف معناه أو لا يعرف؟ شو يعني؟ مو إيش يعني؟ نقول له يعني إذا واحد قال قعد جلس، هذا يكون وصفه بما يليق بجلاله. شو بيقول؟ شو لا أدخل؟ وهذا مسألة في العقيدة. واحد اعتقد الجلوس، عقيدته صحيحة أو فاسدة، إيش؟ شو لا أدخل؟ لكن لا يعرف هذا. هذا مشبه يختبئ خلف هذه الكلمة. في الغالب هكذا يفعلون. لا أعرف. إذا كان هذا لا يعرف، إذن إيش يعرف؟ ماذا عرف من العقيدة إذن؟ ما يفهم معنى يليق بجلاله هذا؟ Be aware. Sometimes those who liken Allah to the creation, they say, we say Allah تبارك وتعالى is attributed with yad. We do not say anything more than that. They hide behind this. Tell them, so what do you say about the one who claims that al-yad here means this body? Does he have a proper belief or a wrong belief? Well, we know that it is wrong. We ask them, what do you say about the one who says it is a body, it has a volume, regardless of its shape and its volume, but it has a volume. If they say this is not a believer because he's likening Allah to the creation, we tell him, then say it. Why you don't say it? This is what the correct belief. If he says, well, I don't want to go more than that, I don't know about that, then be aware. He is a mean person who wants to delude the Muslims through a mean way. So be aware of that. تفضل حاج. تفضل أبا زاهد. صحيح، هناك صدق، هناك مواضع من توقف فيها فهو كافر. In the issues of التوحيد، أي حاج بستام، في أمور التوحيد هناك أشياء من توقف فيها يكفر. In the issues of التوحيد there are matters. The one who says I don't want to agree nor to disagree blasphemes. He cannot. There are issues while he cannot. Imam Abu Hanifa said that. Imam Ahmed said that. So it's not something that you can just say, I don't go more than that about it. Allah, Allah. Tfaddal, Ya Masa. شو هي؟
يليق
بجلاله. جل جلاله يعني جلال الله كامل، يليق بجلاله. قال يليق بالله يعني هذا معناه. Yeah, correct.
But to the average reader, it would sound like the whole deen of them. Like the one's not correct.
Yeah, what is meant here, both things are related. The one who really submit to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala believes in all what is mentioned in Al-Quran. So he does not try to misinterpret or reject anything which is mentioned in Al-Quran, relying on his mere opinions or his delusions. So it is related. It is related. Although it can be said in a different way. You're right.
What's the word, the Arabic word, no, the word
is istislam. Taslim. Taslim. Yeah, the same meaning. Not to object. This is what it means. تفضل حاج. بدي ما بعرف، بدي راجع، بدي أسأل. إنه المراد بالقدرة، القدرة بيقولوا صفة أزلية، منا صفة فعل، صفة ذات، عشان هيك قالوا يعني أثر القدرة فاستروه. وبعض ما روي عنه فيه الإشارة إلى الأثر. تفضل فوزي. Yeah, some of the mushabbiha, this is what they say. Those who think themselves clever, they say, we do not say sit. We believe that Allah is above al-arsh by a distance. Yeah, correct. Still, this means that they are attributing volume to Allah. Why sitting does not befit Allah? Because it entails volume and shape. Likewise, saying above with a distance. The same thing. Just like the sun is above us. Does this mean that the sun deserves godhood? No. Or just like the heaven is above us, or the throne, Al-Arsh, is above us. Does this mean that Al-Arsh deserves godhood? No. Likewise, the one who says that Allah is above Al-Arsh by distance. Go ahead. Yeah, sometimes to trick the people, they say, above Al-Arsh without a place. Yeah, correct. Correct. They say Allah is outside the universe, which still entails distance and shape. Because they claim that Allah is closer to Al-Arsh than to us. When you ask him, what's the meaning of above? He tells you what's closer to your head than your feet. This is the distance. It entails shape, it entails volume, it entails body, it entails parts, it entails the attributes of the mankind. Allah yarhamullah. Tafadhal. Hello, marhaba. تنام عيناك وعين الله لم تنمي ليس حسنا. هذا اللفظ ليس حسنا. موهم. لم لا 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 هو لا يفهم منه التشبيه لكن لا نستعمله لأنه موهم. موهم الذي يسمع هذا قد يفهم منه التشبيه. عرفت؟ ما ورد في الحديث ولا في القرآن عين الله لم تنم فلا نستعمله. لا نستعمل في حق الله إلا ما جاء في القرآن أو الحديث. هذا ما ورد. بس مش عين الله. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.